appreciate it so much, and well, don't stop. I pray that what's on my mind is of the Lord, and I ask you to please just continue to pray with us, and we'll try to bring it forth. You know, we just recently observed a holiday called Thanksgiving. Sometimes I have to wonder how many people are actually thankful on Thanksgiving or any other day of the year. You know, if you see somebody that's usually just seems like they're just full of joy and they're happy all the time, and they just have a good spirit about them, what do you think makes that? What do you think makes that glow come out? Right, having that thankful heart, thankful for what the Lord has done for them, and knowing what the Lord has done for them, knowing Him, knowing His grace, knowing His mercy. You know, attitude has a lot to do with how we interact with people and how people interact with us. You ever heard that a soft answer turneth away wrath? It's true. A harsh answer can bring more wrath upon. I know. I've been there. Done that. I've got a drawer full of t-shirts. But if we would just stop and adhere to the Word of God and try to live our life as best as we possibly can, as close as we can to the way He's laid out, don't you think we'll have a more thankful heart? Don't you know our life will be filled more with thanksgiving? Don't you know that our life will be filled more with joy, and enjoy more peace as we go about our days? A thankful heart. Not a heart that is rocky and stony and cares nothing for the things of God. Not a heart that has been seared, a thankful heart, a tender heart. Some people would think that's a weak heart, but brethren, that's a strong heart. That's a heart that is filled with the strength of God, a thankful heart. Turn with me to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Psalm 100 starts off with, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Make a joyful noise. Hopefully what we were doing this morning when we first came here was making that joyful noise, singing praises to His name. I hope and pray that each and every time we meet together, we open that songbook, we read those songs, and we try to sing as best as we possibly can. It says, make a joyful noise. It doesn't say sing like a canary. It doesn't say you have to sing only if you have the best tuned voice in the world. It says, make a joyful noise. Brothers and sisters, I have heard some precious brothers and sisters in the church that couldn't carry a tune in a bucket, but I know where their heart was. And brothers and sisters, it was a joyful noise. Because they weren't singing to me. They weren't singing to you. They were singing to the Lord. And that comes from a thankful heart. A heart that is wont to be praising God. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Well, that first verse, what do we have to sing about? What do we have to sing about? Some people would look at us and say, well, you're such a small church, such small numbers, you don't hardly have anybody that comes. What do you have to sing about? Brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that we know that the Lord has blessed us to know the truth. Amen. To know of His truth and to know of Him. So many in the world of Christianity today do not know the Lord. They don't know the Lord that I know. They don't know the God that I know. And I wish they could. I wish I could get them to see it. I wish I could do that. But brothers and sisters, that's not up to me. All I can do is tell them about it. Bring forth the good news of the gospel. That's the only thing that I can do. The Lord has to open their eyes. The Lord has to touch and tender that heart. But brothers and sisters, the more thankful of a heart we have, the more in tune we are to God's will, the better we'll be able to receive the word when it is sown. So what do we have to sing about? Real quick, let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. I love Ephesians chapter 1. It's really my kind of go-to. If somebody asks me what about the hope that is within me, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Are we thankful for that? Are we thankful for that verse right there? Just that one little verse. You know, this is 66 books and compiled together, massive words together, sentences, but this one little verse is according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of this very world, his people were chosen, locked, and sealed. That means before I was even born. So I can't do anything to separate myself from that. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It was God's will. It's his will for that to happen. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Made us accepted. You know, growing up and going to school, that was one of the things, you know, you just want to be accepted. You want to be liked. You want to be in the in crowd. You want to be with people. You want to be accepted. Brothers and sisters, there's no better place to be accepted than the number upon the ones in the God, in his family. His family, the accepted. Accepted in the beloved. Verse 4, he said he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world and made us accepted. Verse 7, in whom we have redemption. Redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Brothers and sisters, if I haven't said anything enough to make sure we have something to sing about, I don't know what else to do. There's enough right there that we have enough to sing all day long. If we have that thankful heart, if we know what we're talking, if we read these words and we have that heart that is thankful that what God has done for us, we can sing praises unto his name. We could keep going. Verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Those blessed loved ones that we've known in our life that have gone on before us, that are enjoying the pleasures of being with him now. If the Lord comes back before he calls us home, we're going to be rejoined. We're going to be reunited. One in all. Not a single one is going to be missing. That's the thing about family reunions or gatherings or whatever. There's always somebody missing. Always somebody missing. Anytime we gather together in church, seems like there's always somebody missing. Somebody's not feeling good. Somebody's sick. Somebody's done passed on. Brother and sister, that's going to be a reunion where not a single one is missing. Not a single one. All in one. Because before the very foundation of the world, the people was chosen. So again, I ask the question, what do we have to sing about? There it is. We've got enough right there. If we keep going in verse 11, in whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It just keeps getting better. You know, any time we do something and we feel like maybe that wasn't quite right, or we hear something and it doesn't ring true, we see something going on in our mind, we think that's not right. Brothers and sisters, that's the Holy Spirit witnessing to us. And if we have experienced that, then we have the Spirit of promise. That's just one of those evidences. It helps us to see. Brothers and sisters, if we have ever witnessed that in our life, that Spirit witnessing within ourselves, that's just another evidence that we're one of His, one of the chosen, one that's not going to be missing at that reunion. Brothers and sisters, we have something to sing about. We have something to praise God for. He went to the cross. He bore the shame of the cross. But not only that, not only what men did to him, not only the pain that he suffered upon the cross. I know it was excruciating. But he went through something that we'll never have to experience. Ever. He experienced separation from God. God had to withdraw his presence from his only begotten Son so he could pay the price. So the wrath could be satisfied. We have a promise that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Ever. We'll never have to experience separation from God. Again, what do we have to sing about? That's something right there. Never be separated from God. So in this life, if we ever feel that we're alone, maybe our family has turned our back on us, maybe our friends have forsaken us, maybe we're feeling like we're all alone, we're never truly alone. Because the Lord has promised He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So what do we have to sing about? We have salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. The promise that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll always be with us. Now sometimes I can stray from Him, but I'm never out of His reach. I'm never out of His call. I can call upon Him wherever I am. And brothers and sisters, He's not limited by physical reach. He can get me wherever I'm at. So, we have a lot to sing about. We could just go on and on about what we have to sing about. But I want to try to get through the rest of this in Psalm 100. It's hard to leave off the rest of that chapter. I'm sorry, but y'all can go home and read it, the rest of it afterwards. Back to Psalm 100, verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. We've already heard what we have to sing about. Now, we know that the Lord has called us. We know the Lord has saved us. We know the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. So, brothers and sisters, let us serve the Lord with gladness. You know, when you're at work, an employee who is happy has a thankful heart works better than an employee that is disgruntled, one that is not happy, one that hates his job, the one that doesn't like being there. Well, I understand sometimes we don't have a choice in what we're doing at work. You know, we have a certain job, we have a certain task, but certain things in that job may not be to our liking. May not be something that's the best thing we have to do. Maybe that's something we just absolutely can't stand doing. But if we have that thankful heart, knowing that there are people without work, knowing that there are people who will probably never get a job in this life.
Yeah.
Brother, we live in a great country with great freedoms and opportunities. But right now, we still do. And having that thankful heart, thankful for this job, thankful for this opportunity. Sometimes, you know, when I've had a rough night and I didn't sleep good and I wake up and it's just like, oh, I've got to get to work, you know, I have to go to work. I have to stop and think, no, I get to go to work. I get to earn some money so I can take care of my family. Start thinking of the things that we're thankful for, my family, my home, my health. Start thinking about this. A thankful heart helps us get out the door and do what we need to do, even if we know it's not going to be pleasant. Even if we know what we have to do that day is not going to be the best in the world or the funnest thing to do. A thankful heart will help us. So, verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Brothers and sisters, if we start our day with some time reading His Word and meditating upon what we've read and spend our time in prayer and thanking the Lord for all His blessings, that's one thing we need to start with or end with, whatever. Sometime in that time we have in prayer is thanking the Lord for all the blessings. Thanking Him and thinking about every blessing that He has blessed us with. I tell you, the more you think about it and you start counting your blessings, brothers and sisters, by the time you're done, if you're not ready to start shouting happy, do it again. Keep doing it. Keep doing it until that heart is filled with thanksgiving. Thankful for what the Lord has done for me. Thankful for everything that the Lord has blessed me with. And the more thankful our heart is, brothers and sisters, we can serve the Lord with gladness. We can serve in His kingdom gladly because of all the blessings that He has blessed us with. And what we've read already in Ephesians, if God never blessed us with a single blessing anymore, we still have enough to sing His praises for all eternity. But yet, He still blesses us each day. I like to think about how the children of Israel, you know, a lot of times when we think about the children of Israel, we think about those rebellious, stiff-necked, you know, them knuckleheads, don't they know they're serving the Lord? How many times have I been a knucklehead in my life? How many times have I been stiff-necked? How many times have I rebelled in my time? I'm only 34 years old, but I've still had a lot of times I've rebelled. And that's to my shame. But the children of Israel, even when they were stiff-necked, even when they were rebellious, even when they called against the Lord, the manna still fell. They were fed. Water still poured from that rock. If you ever try to get water from a rock, it don't work. But the manna still fell. Blessings still came. God was still watching over them. The Lord was with them. And we have that promise. The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. So He'll never leave us. The Lord is with us. Blessings still flow. The psalmist will say, He daily loadeth us with benefits. the more we have a thankful heart. The more we're thankful for everything that the Lord has blessed us with. Brothers and sisters, that's going to help us move forward. That's going to help us serve the Lord with gladness and come before His presence with singing. Verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, He is God? It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Seems to be a pattern. He is God, not me. He made us, not me. I am the sheep of His pasture, not mine. Common theme here is, it's not about me. The more we take me out of the situation and thankful for all the blessings that the Lord has blessed us with. I'm thankful that He is God. He's always right. He's always just. He cannot lie. He cannot change. I'm thankful that He's God. I don't know the future. I can't help certain people. There's only some things I can do. So I'm thankful He is God. And He's the one that made us. We didn't make ourselves. You ever heard that? Self-made man? No such thing. If He came from nothing and rose to power, or great riches, it is of the Lord. If He came from nothing and He claims to be a self-made man and forgets the Lord, he'll be abased. You know, King Nebuchadnezzar, probably the most powerful king on the face of the earth in his time, the most powerful man on the planet at his time. At one time, he got puffed up with pride and said, look at this kingdom that I had built. His kingdom was taken away from him. He was driven from man, made to eat the grass of the field like a beast. But the Lord restored his mind. And only after he looked up and realized his error. Brothers and sisters, let us be thankful for the blessings. If we receive bountifully, we need to be thanking more. If we receive little, we need to be thanking more. You know, the more we're thankful, the more thankful heart we have, the more blessings we'll receive. It's just like love. If you want more love in your life, give more of it away. You know, it sounds strange, but it's true. So know ye the Lord, He is God, and it's He that has made us, not we ourselves. We are His people. Aren't we thankful that we are His people? That's one of those things we had to sing about, right? We're His people. And we are the sheep of His pasture. Don't you know that the Lord's pasture is the best? He's referred to as the Good Shepherd. Aren't we thankful for the Good Shepherd? A lot of times when people think of the Good Shepherd, the first thing they want to do is turn over to Psalm 23. Sounds like a good idea. Psalms 23, the 23rd Psalm. Says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Maketh me lie down in green pastures. You know, the pastures that are lush and green and filled with nutrients. And that's what the sheep need. They need that good pasture. And like I said earlier, the Lord's pasture is the best. Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. and leadeth me beside the still waters. Don't we like the still waters in our life? We don't like the rough and the turmoil, you know, just the life going crazy and the storms and waves beating us around. We like the still waters. The Lord's not the creator of chaos. He's creator of order, of calm. Leadeth me beside the still waters. Aren't we thankful for when the Lord stills our waters in our life? Stills our storms that we have to go through. Aren't we thankful that He is the good shepherd? He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He restoreth my soul. Sometimes we get down in the dumps. Sometimes we get discouraged. Sometimes we get despair. Brothers and sisters, the thankful heart wants to read more of His Word. The thankful heart wants to seek Him more. The thankful heart is thankful for the blessings and starts looking at the good instead of all the bad. You know, sometimes our life could seem like it's a total mess. But let's start thinking of the good. You know, you've heard of that positive thinking or whatever. A thankful heart is a positive one. Thinking of the good. Try not to focus so much on the bad. Now, sometimes that's hard to tell somebody when they're in the depths of despair. And all we can do is pray for them. But it's a faithful saying. Start thinking of the good things. And even if we can't see anything good in our lives, we can think about how good God is. Because even though our life could be a total wreck, God doesn't change. I could make a wreck of my life here on earth, but I could still call upon His name. I could still think upon the goodness of God. So, if I think upon the goodness of God, my thankful heart is wanting to serve Him better, and I start thinking about all the blessings, and my soul just was restored, and I want to sing His praises. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. Brothers and sisters, His paths are always right. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We have His Word. Let us use it as a guide to stay on those paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord's with me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. No matter our circumstances here on earth, no matter what we're having to face, no matter what we're having to deal with, He's always there, readily available, and able to help. You could have a friend who, no matter what time of day, or what time of night, you could call them and they would be there. But there's no guarantee that they could actually do anything to help you. I'm thankful for those friends. I'm thankful for those people in my life that I know I could just grab the phone and call. I know they'd be there for me. But brothers and sisters, we have a God who is able to help no matter the need. And I guarantee you, He'll get there faster than that friend. No matter how good of a friend it is, the Lord is always there. So, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. You know that shepherd's crook, when he's leading the sheep and they start to go in the different way, you know that shepherd doesn't take that thing and beat the sheep. It's a gentle motion. And even if he has to give a little bit more of oomph behind that rod or whatever, even in the chastisements, the Lord is trying to lead us in the right way. You know, I've heard parents talk about, you know, when they're disciplining their children, they're like, well, this hurts me more than it does you. Sometimes those children don't believe that. Or maybe all the time, they don't believe that. But if you're wanting that child to do right, and they keep wanting to do wrong, and you're trying to lead them, thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Even during the times of chastisements, Lord is trying to lead me in the right way. A thankful heart would be more attuned to this, knowing this is not the right way. Lord is leading me in the right way. I need to follow Him. The more in tune we are to His will, the more we're going to be leading in those, following those paths of righteousness. Verse 5, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. We can sit down, and it's almost like we're having a banquet with the Lord in the presence of our enemies, because our mighty God is our protector, our defender. In verse 4, it says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Are we trusting Him? Do we trust Him to be our defender? Do we trust Him to be our bulwark? Do we trust Him to have that hedge of protection around us, that even if the enemy is at the gates, we could still sit down peaceably and enjoy a meal? That's the bountiful blessings upon the Lord, blessing His people even in the presence of their enemies. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. The bountiful blessings, the blessings upon blessings that He blesses us with. We need to be thankful that He is God. He's our protector. He's our defender. He's our provider. And what He provides is the very best. My cup runneth over. If we're having a thankful heart, and if we are truly, honestly thankful for what the Lord has blessed us with, we'll be able to see that our cup is really running over. We can't contain all the blessings that He has given us. That's why we need to have that thankful heart. Be more thankful for what the Lord has done. Real quick, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Goodness and mercy will follow us, because the Lord is merciful and the Lord is good. So aren't we thankful that we're the sheep of His pasture? Verse 4. Verse 4 of Psalm 100. Back in Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter unto His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be ye thankful unto Him and bless His name. Gee, that sounds like what we've been talking about. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Anytime we open up His word, anytime we come into His house, anytime we think upon the Lord, one of the first thoughts we should have on our mind is, thank you, Lord. Because we have so much to be thankful for. Our cup runneth over. We are His people. We have something to sing about. He has saved us. Salvation is secure. It's not up to me. He's taking care of it. So, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. We've already talked about we have enough to praise Him on all eternity already. So let us do it more and more in every opportunity we have. And be thankful unto Him. And bless His name. We have so much to be thankful for. And we need to try to start as early as we can. And if you've been teaching your children this, this is wonderful. You know, I used to think that table blessing that Mom and Daddy taught me, you know, God is great, God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. By His hands we are fed. Thank You, Lord, for our daily bread. It's short, sweet, it's easy to remember, it's easy to teach a child to say. You know, I used to think that's just a child's table blessing. And it's good for them to know that. But listen to the words. That is a wonderful blessing. God is great. God is good. How else are we going to describe Him? No, there's other words to describe Him, but God is great. God is good. There's nothing better. Let us thank Him for our food. We ought to be thanking Him for our food, for our natural blessings. Brothers and sisters, I've been in places where they didn't have clean water to drink.
That's right.
This is the last time we thanked the good Lord each when we went to the tap and drank some water. Clean air to breathe. There's just so many things to be thankful for. And a thankful heart will be thinking of these blessings and be more thankful for them. So God is great. God is good. Let us thank Him for our food. By His hands we are fed. We've already heard that we're the sheep of His pasture and how He maketh the lie down in green pastures and our cup runneth over. He prepares a table in the wilderness for us. We've heard about the children of Israel when they were wandering in the wilderness. You know, they were living in tents and had to pack up and move. They didn't have time to plant crops. But the manna fell. They were fed. They were taken care of. We are fed by His hands. By His hands, we are fed. Thank You, Lord, for our daily bread. That daily bread, not only is it food that we eat, but our daily bread should be reading His Word, spending time with Him. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. His words are words to live by. His words are what we need to adhere to. Brother and sister, that's our daily bread. So yeah, that's a little child's blessing, but it's a good one. It's something to think about. Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. All generations. His truth, His word will endure to all generations. Real quick, Psalm 12. Psalm 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Aren't we thankful that the Lord is good? Aren't we thankful that His mercy is everlasting? There's never going to be a time when the Lord said, "That's it, I can't stand it anymore, I've had it with y'all." Again, I'm thankful He is God, not me. I don't have that kind of patience, especially not with technology. I'm thankful He is God. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. All generations. His truth is going to be the same no matter how long this world stands. His words will be the same. Oh, men try to change them. They try to alter it. They try to change this and let's just move this around. It's not going to work. His truth shall stand. His truth does not change. And His truth endureth to all generations. Some people think this world's gone crazy, which it has, but it always has. And always will, as long as it's here. But some people think, how in the world can we bring children into this crazy world? For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. The same God that has blessed my grandparents, my parents, me, my wife, thus far, is going to be there for our children. He's the same God. He is good. Always will be, never changing, and His truth endureth to all generations. Things may be different here on earth. Things may get tough. Things may get trying. But He's the same God, same power. Power is not diminished, not in the slightest. You know, if the Lord sees fit for me to live to a ripe old age, I'm sure my eyesight will have diminished more. My strength will diminish more. I'll get weaker and weaker. But I'm thankful He is God because His strength is not failed. His strength will not weary. His waver. His strength will not waver. He doesn't get weary. Nothing's going to change that. And His truth is the same today as it will be tomorrow and forever. You know, they can't say that about the world because one day the world's going to end. But God is going to still be around. He has always been and He always will be. So His truth endureth to all generations. So we have that thankful heart. We have so much to be singing His praise about. We have so much to sing about. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. We serve the Lord with gladness. Know that He is the Lord. And we can enter in His gates with thanksgiving. And be thankful that the Lord is good. And His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. There's so much to be thankful for. There's so much to praise His name for. But sometimes in our life, we forget. Sometimes we don't always think about it. And that thankful heart will help us to remember. Real quick in Luke 17, y'all remember the 10 lepers that were healed? Luke 17, verse 11. Luke 17, verse 11. And it came to pass as He went to Jerusalem that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as He entered into a certain village, there He met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. One. In verse 17, and Jesus answering and said, were there not 10 cleansed? Or where are the 9?
There you go.
10 were cleansed, but only one came back. Let us have that thankful heart.
Amen.
Let us be like that one that came back and knew where his blessings came from. The one who knows where his healing came from. Having that thankful heart. Wanting to turn back and give praise and honor to the one that healed him. Let us not be like the 90%. Received the same blessing. They were healed. But they didn't come back. They didn't have that thankful heart. They didn't want to come back and give thanks and praise to God. You know, we had in Psalm 100, we have make a joyful noise unto the Lord and serve Him with gladness. That thankful heart is going to help us in our day-to-day life. That thankful heart is going to help us. So when trouble comes, we've already been thanking the Lord for all the blessings. And we'll already be in that mindset. And it's going to help our attitude. You know, I've heard that, you know, the Bible is the best way to help us live our life. Reading His Word. Now, some people say, well, it doesn't talk about everything. Well, I understand the Bible does not tell us instructions on how to change a tire. But it does tell me what mindset to be in while I'm on the side of the road changing that tire. Because if I'm in that thankful heart mindset, if I'm thankful, because I mean, some people think, you know, this is, you know, blow up, this is great, you know, I'm on the side of the road, I've got to change this tire and stuff like that. Let's be thankful that we weren't in an accident. Let us be thankful that I have a spare. I have what I need. The Lord will provide. Even if we get out and we find out, oh, I don't have a jack. I've been there. Somebody stopped and helped me. Lord sent an angel. His name was Frank. He's a good man. The Lord can help us. The Lord can bless us. No matter what situation we're facing. But brothers and sisters, let us have that thankful heart. Let us be like that one leper that came back and gave praise and honor to the Lord. So Psalm 100, having that mindset, knowing of that thankful heart, making that joyful noise unto the Lord, serve Him with gladness, know that He is the Lord, not we ourselves. It's not about me. It's about Him and thanking Him for all the blessings. Enter into His gates. Each and every time we enter into these doors, each and every time we open the pages of this book, brothers and sisters, let's be thankful. Have that thankful heart. And thankful for the Lord. He is good. And He endures unto all generations. I want to close with a song my mama used to sing with me. She used to sing it to me as bedtime. And I just want to read the words. It says, as the Lord, as the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. For in my heart, I'm rejoicing, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a roof above me. I have a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You give me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I know I'm not wealthy. These clothes are not new. I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you. To me, that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. Brothers and sisters, I know we've just passed through Thanksgiving, but we don't need to have a set holiday to be thankful for all the Lord's blessings. It's good to think about that on that day. But brothers and sisters, let us have the rest of this year as Thanksgiving. Each and every day we wake up, let it be Thanksgiving. Let us have that thankful heart that we have the loving, powerful, and all good Heavenly Father, the shepherd of us sheep. Brothers and sisters, let us have that thankful heart as we go our day-to-day life. May the Lord bless you.